Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Merry Christmas. You're probably drinking a hot toddy or roasting chestnuts on an open fire somewhere right now. But this week I want to talk about some movies opening today that don't fit the usual Christmas mold. There's an American Western about eight people in a cabin in a blizzard who want to live to see the sun rise. And a Hungarian drama about a man in a concentration camp who wants to live long enough to see his son buried. Son of Saul, directed by Laszlo Nemes. It's 1944, World War II, inside the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. Saul Auslander, played by Geza Rurig, is a Hungarian Jewish prisoner there. He's one of the Sonderkommando. They're kept alive and given certain privileges because of their duties. They're the ones who handle the grisliest part of the death apparatus. They tell the newly arrived prisoners to undress. They usher them into the tiled shower room, lock the door behind them, and it's the showers that are actually the gas chambers. That's what kills them. Afterwards, they unlock the metal doors again and clear out the dead bodies to be burned. So Saul does this over and over, day after day, never even seeing the light of day. He's dead inside, just like the body drags away. Same time, some of the prisoners right around then are planning an elaborate scheme to take photos of the mass murder going on and an escape scheme so they can get the pictures to the outside world. Then, one day, something unusual happens. Cleaning up the gas chamber, taking out the bodies, he notices a young man gasping, but somehow still alive amidst all the dead bodies. It's like a miracle. Then Saul looks at him. "That's my son," he says. Nazis quickly come in and put a stop to this. They strangle the boy to death, send him to the morgue for an autopsy to determine what went wrong, meaning why didn't he die? But for Saul, his life suddenly has a purpose. This is a guy with no religious upbringing, no living family, he thought. Now he's determined to give the boy, to give his son, a proper burial amidst all this mass killing. It's an impossible mission. He somehow has to rescue the body, wrap it in a shroud, hide it from the Nazis, find a place to bury him in a concentration camp, and find a holy man, a rabbi, to say the proper prayers. Okay, Son of Saul is an intensely moving, high-tension drama. It somehow captures, without comment, the chaos, the mayhem, the absurdity of a Nazi concentration camp with the omnipresent death, pain, and humiliation. And it's shot with a handheld camera that follows Saul around nonstop as he walks around the camp. He's a Sonderkommando, so he has a special shirt that allows him to go from place to place. But the action never stops from start to finish, constantly on the move, adding an extra high level of stress to the usual horror in the film. It also has an immediacy missing from most Holocaust movies, if there is such a genre. This one feels like you're there. You're inside the camp with them, following every step. And there are also some intensely dramatic parts that evoke, whether intentionally or not, powerful Christian images. I'm thinking of Saul holding up the boy. It's a lot like the Pietà, with a nude, innocent boy dead in his arms, blameless. So maybe this is a Christmas movie. Okay, Son of Saul is an excellent, if harrowing, film and a likely Oscar Best Foreign Film winner. The Hateful Eight, directed by Quentin Tarantino. Major Marquis Warren, played by Samuel L. Jackson, is a uniformed military officer walking on the Overland Trail in Wyoming after the U.S. Civil War. Flags down a stagecoach and asks for a ride before a blizzard hits. The reluctant passenger, played by a hefty Kurt Russell named John the Hangman Ruth, he doesn't want anyone on board. He's taking a woman wanted for murder to be hanged in Red Rock, and he wants to collect a $10,000 bounty on her head. But he relents when he recognizes the major. They met once before during the war, and Ruth was impressed to see a black man carrying a handwritten letter from Abraham Lincoln himself. And it turns out there's a very high bounty on the major's head as well. Prisoner, though, is Daisy Domergue, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, a foul-mouthed murderess with one black eye. She's handcuffed to John Ruth, who will not let her go until he presents her to the sheriff of Red Rock. And the major's also a bounty hunter, and he carries the bodies, frozen bodies, of three more people with bounties on their head, who he's also going to present to the sheriff of Red Rock. So who do they meet on the road? Why, Chris Mannix, played by Walter Goggins, a notorious Southern renegade from the war who claims to be, yep, the sheriff of Red Rock. So he gets in the coach too, but can he or any of them actually be trusted, or do they all just want to claim the rewards or maybe even free the prisoner? Okay, so the snow falls harder till they finally reach an inn on the road. It's Minnie's Haberdashery. Inside are four unfamiliar men. Oswaldo Mowbray, played by Tim Roth, is a plummy English hangman. General Sandy Smithers, played by Bruce Dern, is a Kentucky Fried Confederate racist. Joe Gage, a cowpuncher wearing suspiciously clean duds, played by Michael Madsen. And finally, Mexican Bob, played by Damian Bashir, an unknown man who says he's filling in for Minnie. Each of the eight is filled with racist bile, hidden secrets, and countless skeletons in their respective closets. Which of them are the good guys, and which of them are the bad guys? And will any of these hateful eight survive until morning? Okay, I enjoyed this movie, although it's definitely not for everyone. It's 3 hours long, and it's made in the old style, complete with an overture, an intermission, and a soundtrack by spaghetti western composer Ennio Morricone. And it's being shown on 70mm film projected in Panavision, so it's a super wide screen. It's technically a western, but to me, the script felt more like an Agatha Christie locked room mystery, who can be trusted, who's the secret killer. Film gives basically what you expect to see from Tarantino. Flawless recreations of the look and feel of old movies, extreme violence, and stretching the boundaries of what people will actually sit through in a movie on the screen. All the characters are amazing, and the acting too, especially Goggins as the sheriff, and I also like Jennifer Jason Leigh as the foul-mouthed woman. I never felt bored in the whole 3 hours, but I gotta say, the movie leaves me with a very uncomfortable feeling about a few things. First, there's the black and female characters. Black characters always called the N-word, the woman, the B-word by everybody. Second, for Western, there's almost no fist fights. The only fist fight is Daisy's face. She starts out with a black eye, and from then on, she gets punched by various men beating up on a handcuffed woman. I guess it's supposed to be funny or shocking, but it makes you wonder, how come they're all beating up the only woman on the screen? Okay, so in any case, if Tarantino movies are the thing you like, then The Hateful Eight will not disappoint. The Hateful Eight and Son of Saul both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.